runasradio.com. You're listening to Run As Radio, the internet audio talk show for IT professionals with Richard Campbell and Greg Hughes. This is Brandon Wen announcing show number 62 with guest Isaac Roybal, recorded live at TechEd, Wednesday, June 11th, 2008. Run As Radio is produced each week by Quap Productions, providing professional media and podcasting services online at pwop.com.
Hey, this is Richard Campbell. You're listening to Run As Radio, and we are live on the floor at TechEd IT Pro in Orlando with my co-host, as usual, as always, and actually in person, Greg Hughes.
Right, we get to spend some time together this week.
Yes. And we're actually in the same hotel for a change as well, so things are pretty good.
Yeah, we can actually ride to the show together or take the bus or whatever, so it's good to see you in person.
Yeah, it's always good. The funny part is the number of hours we've actually spent together is pretty low considering how many hours we've recorded together.
Right. Most of our time spent together is not face-to-face, but rather it's on the phone or in some other manner, email or instant messaging. So it's always good when we can get together. It's also good when we can get together with people that we know or that we've met or that we've talked to before at TechEd last year, like we're going to do today.
Isaac Roybal, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really good, and glad you came back. Of course, it's been literally a year.
Well, thanks for having me again.
It was last year, TechEd, when we all got together, and what were we talking about anyway, technology-wise?
I think last year, Isaac, didn't we talk about the new release of IIS?
We did. We talked about IIS 7 and all the goodness it has.
And since then, yep. I think we're going to talk today. From what I understand, there's some new modules or new components of IIS that have been released, quite a few of them.
Yes,
actually. So, well, let's just talk about it. What have you got to tell us?
All right. Well, you know, that's part of the whole the plan of IIS 7 and the new modular core that we have. We're able to release modules out of band. So what that means is there's a new functionality coming out from Microsoft. You no longer have to wait for the next service pack or the next major revision of Windows Server 2008. So essentially, it's a drag-and-drop kind of system that we can slipstream new functionality in IIS 7 and release it off of iis.net/downloads. And part of that functionality that we have is a new admin pack. We're working on a URL rewriter, which just released in technical preview last week. Our new FTP server as well. Let's see, we have a few other goodies in there too that we could talk about, but really, like, one of the biggest pieces that I'm really excited about is the admin pack. And the reason is what we did when we shipped IIS 7 is there was a lot of functionality that wasn't in the UI. So is you had to kind of crack open the config file and make some changes, which is easy
or
enough.
Or PowerShell it, too.
Or PowerShell it as well.
PowerShell was a big way to go about that.
Correct. So we really wanted to bring that full fidelity across the platform. So whether you're a code junkie and actually like PowerShell and go do those things.
Love PowerShell.
Or if you're an XML junkie and want to crack open, sure, you still have that option, but there's still the UI guys who love that UI.
Absolutely.
So what we've done with the admin pack is actually we've brought in four UI extension modules. So now you can actually get this functionality that was only in the XML file to make those changes now directly in the UI.
So as I recall, it used to be there was a private API and a public API, mm-hmm. and that changed with this version of IIS.
That did.
So if you've built new, make sure I'm understanding you right, you've built new UI components, if you will, that are integrate directly to that now public UI.
So yes, there is a new public API, a Microsoft.web.administration. And essentially what that is it's the same API that the entire product was written to. So Microsoft also writes that API. The public can also write to that API as well to extend the UI or the functionality of the web server. So what the team did is actually wrote to this public API and created a new set of UI components within the IIS manager that actually writes into the config files.
And the IIS manager, I mean, it's totally new. It does have a modular feel to it, that features come and go from those screens rather than us being all dialogue bound with stuff grayed out. We just don't have things in there that aren't needed at the time. So you're telling me as I add modules in, I'm just going to get new icons in the IIS console?
Absolutely. So that's the whole key, the whole story after IIS is released is the extensibility model. And basically the UI is a WinForms application. So really with that public API, you can plug in new functionality and a new icon pops up right in front of you.
Are we moving away from the MMC model? It just seems to me that IIS 7 is a different feel to it. It doesn't feel like it's integrated into a sort of a common management console. Now I really want to use the IIS standalone console.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say we're actually planning on moving away from a MMC type model all the way around, but definitely the WinForms application type of model gives us that flexibility that we want to introduce as the product goes along. And that was one of the easiest ways to do that.
So what are some of the other modules? Is modules the right term?
We either call them modules or extensions. Sometimes they're referred to as extensions. So a couple of other pieces in there is, and this particular component, it has a great story behind it. So actually it's an IIS statistics monitor that's part of the admin pack, and that's a new module within the admin pack. And essentially what this was, is one of the dev leads in IIS who wrote this little custom piece of functionality that to really, it was just on a whim. He wrote it in about, I think, 100 lines of code and managed code just to show the extensibility of IIS. And he says, hey, look it, I can actually parse some of these logs and show everything that's happened on my web server.
This is one of those wow moments for everybody, right?
Exactly. So everybody was kind of sitting around like, wow, that's a great feature, right? Why are we not supporting this? So they ended up getting a team around it and put some more effort into it and put some more meat around it.
Somebody tells me it's more than 100 lines of code now.
Now it's probably a little bit more than 100 lines of code, but at the point is, you know, a dev turned around and wrote this little piece, and now it's part of a bigger module or extension called the Admin Pack.
Well, and the industry strength here is it's really the synthesis of that environment that you can operate in where it's easy to add extensions combined with this really rich available data set. And then all he had to focus on was the visualization parts.
Absolutely.
And even those pieces are components as well. So it's
absolutely
really just connecting the bits together. No wonder
absolutely
it was so few lines of code.
It's just, you just become the glue and bring it all together. And now you have a new functionality, a new piece of functionality, I should say. And one of the glorious pieces, I should say, of IIS and that we really want to build around this is there's the community aspect. So this dev went and said, hey, I saw a need and I feel this need. The community can do the exact same thing. It's all off this public API that we mentioned before. So the public can go out and say, hey, I need this piece of functionality. I'm going to write it myself. They can actually submit it to IIS.net, which then it'll be referenced back to their website where people can download it.
So have you seen some good examples of that along the way?
You know, we have a few kind of pieces here and there. Nothing really to write home about just yet because it's really kind of getting that word out that, you know,
sure,
starting to see some of it. But there's been a few tools here or there that are kind of doing specific things. Nothing really like the admin pack that, you know, has kind of had this big impact. But we expect to see that change going
forward. You guys
have
been working on this longer than the community has, I think.
Yeah, I think those guys have a little bit more, experience with it since they've been working a little longer on it. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned something in passing along the way as you started about URL rewriting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is something that has not been in IIS in the past.
Nope.
I know from it's a bit of a pain that it's not been passed. So I'm a little interested to hear some details about that. Why don't you talk about the URL rewriter and what that is? And maybe you could explain for those that don't know what URL, I can't even talk today, URL rewriting is.
Mm-hmm.
And then also talk about how it's implemented.
Okay. Well, the details on it, they're kind of far and few between because it is very, very early. We just released it as a technical preview, kind of put it out there. So it's a very early beta of it. So essentially what URL rewriter does is it allows you to take very long strings. So for example, if you hit www.mysite.com/ and it has some sort of database query, you know, it can be very, very long. You can actually make it into a pretty URL to say, www.mysite.com/query, something like that. And it actually rewrites that URL. And so it goes back and, does the long query string for you, but in a very efficient way. So part of that, you're right, that functionality has not been in IIS in the past. It's been one of the top features that we get asked about all the time. And actually, when we were going through the IIS development cycle, that was one of the things that was on the list to get done after RTM, right? We really said, hey, we want to release this base set of functionality. Then we're going to do URL rewriter. With the new extensible core, or excuse me, modular architecture, we can now drop that in after the fact. And it works just as if it was released out of the box.
There has been third-party rewriters for IIS for quite a while. And I think one of the motivations for using that is really search engine optimization, where I have three or four different domains or paths to a given page.
Yes.
I want to consolidate www. And just the domain and so forth as a single entry.
Yes, absolutely. That's a good point. That's also a big need for URL rewriter, yes.
But of course, I mean, having third parties or doing it custom in code, depending on the application, it's different every single time. So having the one-stop place to be able to do it and to standardize on that, there's some real value in that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a big piece of functionality that the community is getting really getting excited about.
And only in CTP right now.
So it is only in CTP, yes.
So we're going to be able to kick it around for a while. And I mean, the nice thing about this approach, and I hate to say it this way, and I guess I show off my dev chops, and it feels very Guthrie-esque. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Because ASP.NET, I mean, granted, they just went to 3.5, but the AJAX component, the MVC product, now with dynamic data, they're releasing these standalone modules that don't, you know, aren't version 2 or 0.1 or 0.2 or anything like that. They're just a piece you can pick up. And it feels like you guys are doing a very similar thing. I don't have to get IIS 7.1. Correct. I have 7 with the Rewriter module installed.
Absolutely. Yep. And that's the whole point, right? Because we don't want customers to have to wait around and sit on their hands for our next service pack or our next major release. We want to be able to release these things quickly and easily and get it in their hands when they need it.
Well, there's an implicit rule there then that this module must be able to be easily added and removed from the equation.
Correct.
Because you're sort of circumventing my version control when you don't give me a 0.1, and mm-hmm. I have pretty clear procedures on how to add that 0.1 mm-hmm. in. So I'm hoping that these modules are very independent, that I can drop it in, take it out for spin, go, oh, that's not doing what I want, and get it out again.
Absolutely. I mean, that goes back to, you could do that with core components as well. So we have the 40 pieces of core components or 40 modules. You can also do the same thing, remove those, and those come out of the box. So when we have these out-of-band modules, they function the exact same way.
Absolutely. And I guess that's one of the nice things I found with IIS 7 is now I could pare it down to only the features I wanted.
Absolutely.
And I mean, the big things happened for me in the past year is now I've got IIS 7 in the field.
Yes.
And, you know, loving it.
Yes.
It's a great, great product, and it's been fun to tinker and tune with. I've really appreciated the fact that I still have a tendency to go direct to web config and edit it.
Yes.
And the client doesn't barf on that. It just mm-hmm. goes, oh, okay, you changed this. And now I'm starting to play with, can I go down and change it through the UI, and mm-hmm. it behaves the same way. So it's just feels very robust.
Well, that speaking of editing the config files, in the admin pack, you're going to love this new feature called Config Editor that's right in the UI. You double-click on it, and it actually gives you all the subcomponents within the config file, web.config file, I should say. And it also gives you the ability to script that automatically. So you say, this is what I want to change. Then you say, generate a script. It gives it to you in C#, JScript, or app command, command that you need to put into the...
Across my farm.
Yes, across your farm. So now you can script that easily and then generate a script and do it across your farm.
It is an interesting angle of our jobs that here I am in my lab testing a configuration, making sure I get it right. And then I really want to put it into a repeatable module that I can push out to the farm quickly and smoothly, especially if I'm doing staged rollover where I'm going to take, you know, 4 machines out of the farm, update those, roll over the load balancer to that 4, and then go update the other bank.
Yep.
So it's, you know, it's nice to see bit by bit we're getting more and more into the mindset of IIS 7 is used in different ways, and we just have to configure it correctly to make it behave correctly.
Absolutely, and that's part of the thing. We want to make sure that it provides rich functionality, but is very easy to manage at the same time. Because if you can have all the functionality in the world, but if you can't manage it, it's almost useless.
That's absolutely. So what else?
So we have another big thing that I'm really excited about is what we're calling Web Deploy. And Web Deploy is essentially a migration toolkit. It's a framework, if you will, that we're going to build other functionality off of. So right now, it really focuses on migration from 6 to 7, syncing 6 to 6, and also syncing 7 to 7. So it's a really great tool, and forgive me, it's kind of hard to describe it because it's kind of a framework, but it's kind of a migration tool at the moment. So again, it's still in CTP as well, so feel free to go and download it off of iis.net/downloads and play around with that a little bit. So really, the key there is we want to give a replacement. I don't want to say an actual replacement for App Center, but something that's kind of can help you in the meantime and kind of tide you over until we get a full solution out there.
Yeah, App Center is one of those. I loved App Center mm-hmm. in 2000. It just became kind of an orphan, mm-hmm. and it never really felt like a real product per se, because it was just a sort of a grab bag of things we needed to take care of. And I feel like pieces of it rolled in, ultimately became MOM.
Yep, yep.
And some pieces got lost along the way as well. And I think this big one is this, you know, web synchronization that I need to roll multiple copies out across multiple machines. And I want that I want that repeatable and as automatable as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the keys of Web Deploy that we're trying to do, you know, give that functionality out there to the general public.
All right, that's another one. You said 9, and I think we've gotten through 3. So we've talked about the admin pack, we've talked about Rewriter, we've talked about Web Deploy.
Oh, no, so I'm sorry. There was actually, within the admin pack, there are 7 pieces of functionality just within it.
Okay.
Right? So part of that is the IIS stats piece that I was mentioning, as well as there's a DB manager now directly into IIS UI.
Interesting.
Yes. So with part of the admin pack is now, with the extensibility, we're able to pop in a new icon into the UI and be able to manage our database through the same UI that we administer IIS.
So we're talking about the database that would largely be for state management or cache management, that sort of thing?
Or also your content database.
Your actual content database, yes, as well.
So let's talk security. Mm-hmm. About that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you that the idea, the concept of somebody who's changing web servers also getting in and making changes or reviewing or whatever in a database is a little bit scary. Is there anything in there to respect security permissions of the person that's using it, and how does that reflect itself in the UI?
Well, that's a great point. So actually, if you're administering IIS on a global basis, you're typically a local OS administrator, right? So within that, I believe there are actual credentials that you have to pass to the database to be able to log on to that. So you do have to, be allowed to access and administer that server in the back end. Now, from a remote standpoint, say if I want to grant you remote administration to my website, I can actually set that feature to non-inherited. So if I was concerned in any way, it would actually, the icon wouldn't show up when you log in.
So you have the ability within this UI and within this system to be able to say, you know, that Isaac has access to A, B, and C, but not D, E, and F within the UI.
Absolutely. Or I can say I have access to A and B. C is read-only, so I can actually see what the settings are, but I can't change it. And then D, E, F, I don't even know it exists within the UI. So I can set those to not inherited, and I can do that with any feature in IIS.
So how do we fill out the rest of this list of, I think you said, 7 within the admin pack?
Okay, so let me see here. So we have the 3 UI extensions, so I can do request filtering out of the UI, which was only a config level change. So I'm sure you're familiar with the request filtering feature, but I'll kind of throw it out there.
Yeah, go into some details here for folks who are not familiar with it.
So request filtering is a great tool that was actually out of IIS 6 days, but it was an add-on. And so what we did is we rolled it into IIS 7, and what request filtering does is actually lets you filter out suspicious or malicious URL strings coming in. So what you can actually do is say, if a string that's coming in, a URL request, and the string is longer than, say, 3,000 characters for some reason, you know, dump it. I don't want it anymore. Or you can actually say, I only want to allow these extensions to be served up. Or I don't want, you know, I want these particular directories to be protected, and there's no way that anyone can ever browse to these particular directories. So in IIS 7, in the early days, it was only capable, or it was only enabled through the application host.config file. Well, now through the admin pack, we've actually created a UI extension as part of that modularity.
So making it simple for me to make changes or create a custom policy, if you will, as to what I will or will not allow.
Absolutely. And now you can see it right out of the UI. So, you know, before, like I said, you had to crack open apphost.config, but now it's right in the UI for you.
Any templates or defaults that
there
provide
is
some level of protection just based on best practices, right?
Yes,
up front?
There is. So actually some of them say deny the bin folder, for example. Others, they have just a common set of extensions such as HTM, ASPX, a couple of other standard ones, if you will. But then you can go further and create custom lists on top of that. So then you can say deny string in length, or if it has a certain type of essentially a signature, if you will, deny it right away. So request filtering is a great feature. Yep. So let me see here.
There'll be a test at the end. You know that.
Yes.
I'm going to go back to the booth, and I'm going to tell them you don't remember the features in your own product.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with those guys.
Oh, yeah,
to be honest.
You're outnumbered.
I am, because I sit in a completely different building as these guys.
Right.
I come over, and I have sync meetings with them, and they go, hey, we're building this new module. Wow, it's great and exciting, and it's so hard to keep up with them because they're so nimble and they're so excited about the product.
Well, it's just we've gotten to a nice place, right?
Absolutely.
We've had other products where they get to a point where it's just now easy to do a lot of these things, and we have this explosion of features.
Oh, absolutely. And I say the IIS team is really on the verge of really putting out a lot more modules, because that's really the value add to IIS. So we gave a lot of good functionality in RTM, but we're just going to continue to deploy and grant some more features as time goes on.
Well, I mean, you're enabling the whole concept of like iterative product development and you know, incremental product development that wasn't there before.
Absolutely.
So from a company that emphasizes innovation as much as Microsoft does, right? To its employees, it's a tool. By the way the product is developed, it's enabling those developers and those idea people to come up with those ideas and really make them happen, without having to wait for a big 2-year life cycle of a product.
It's not a major upgrade. I think that's one of the keys. To the point earlier, yep, you can remove it just as easily as you put it in. If something goes wacky for you, you can just pull it right back out, and you're back at your original state.
So, anything else in the admin pack that you want to point out?
In general, I think I talked about the scripting feature that I was just really excited about. I thought that was amazing. You can really go in and set some changes in the config file, and then you can script it and not only VB but C# as well. So it gives you, and as well as app command, it spits out everything you need. So
language agnostic approach.
Yes.
Did you say FTP at the beginning of this conversation?
Oh yes, I did say FTP.
Now, why is FTP still alive? I felt like for a while Microsoft was going to give up on FTP, and it was all about web folders and that sort of thing. But yet I see a resurgence too. Like FTP is a good technology.
Yep.
The real question is the security model, restart model. And here I'm answering your questions, obviously. So tell us about the FTP model, Isaac.
Well, so FTP, I'm going to tell you about the FTP out of band module and something else you need to watch out for. Okay. So FTP, I agree, has been a technology that has just been strong. You kind of thought it was going to go away, but it never does. It's just one of those house guests and family members that never goes away. They continue to live with you.
You can't kill it, right?
You can't. Well, part of that, the IIS6 FTP server kind of took some lumps because it didn't have secure FTP.
Right.
You couldn't have secure FTP.
No, you had to throw HTTP around it. You basically had to work around a relatively unsophisticated FTP server to create a secure environment.
Absolutely. So we heard that feedback in IIS7. We have a new FTP server for IIS7. So that's the key. You have to remember that term, FTP for IIS7. And what's key about that, it was written from the ground up, completely from scratch. We wrote a completely new FTP server from the ground up.
With what in mind?
With the security in mind. That was one of the key pieces. So now it supports secure FTP.
So SFTP?
Yes.
As I say?
SFTP.
As opposed to FTPS or any other,
yes, exactly.
A variety of other flavors.
It's SFTP. It's just an out-of-band module off of iis.net/downloads. You can pull that on and throw it right on your server, and you're ready to go. So one thing to be aware of, though, is with Windows Server 2008 at an OS level, that ships with an FTP server, which
That's
is
true.
The same.
The old one.
The old one. That
okay.
is the old
so
one.
So you have to consciously go out and get the new one.
Yes. So actually, there was an RTM. We do have FTP services installed. It's an installable component via IIS. So if you go and get the out-of-band module, I believe you get a little bit more bells and whistles that weren't available at RTM.
And please tell me you did recovery as well in FTP, so I can restart halfway through a SAND or retrieve.
Yes, yes.
Because the old one didn't do that.
Yes, we did.
Ask me how I know.
I'm sure you have the experience and the war stories about that.
Yeah. I mean, and therein lies the battle, which is here's the tool that everybody's got, and it was a very, very basic set of features. So
it's
nice to see it's richened up. It's well worth us spending a little time to get the new one.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
All right, Isaac, getting close to the end of the show here. Any final thoughts?
I'm really excited about IIS. You know, the last year that we've been talking about this product, we've seen huge momentum pre-RTM from hosters picking it up and doing some great things. Now customers are really starting to discover the value of it now that it's actually out in the marketplace. We expect to just see that momentum continue, and with the new extensibility model, to continue to add that value as customers start using the product more and more. So really, if you want to take a look at all of these downloads and modules, go to iis.net/downloads.
The community site.
And the community site, as well as iis.net.
Do we have any vision around an IIS 8 yet?
No, not yet. Actually, that's a little further out in the planning stages.
Well, I do think this is one of the side effects of that incremental release is that you've really, now it becomes much harder to justify an IIS 8. When do we really need to rewrite this platform when we're still just exploring the existing one's potential?
No, that is a good point. But I think as we continue to go on, IIS 8 would be at the fundamental core level of
Absolutely.
The HTTP server.
That's where you'd want to go.
Exactly. And the rest of it is just the bells and whistles that we want to add on, which will continue to thrive in this modular architecture that we have.
What about IIS on server core? Anything new to say there? I mean, last time we talked about it was a year ago.
Yes. So nothing really new to say. You know, there is still no .NET support in Server Core, but again, it's not a question of if, but when. And I know the dev team is actually looking at doing
even then,
that.
I've put together a couple of core IIS 7 in setups for image serving and resource file serving, and just stunningly fast,
like, yes,
really lean. I, the thing I say in my sessions now is IIS is a different product when .NET's not around. It's not that .NET's bad; it's that it works a certain way with .NET, and you should really, there's strong advantages to isolating your .NET work from everything else.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
So, you know, the full install with .NET on one side, the core install with just IIS 7 in a resource config on the other side. It's going to be very interesting to see if it makes sense to really bring .NET to that as well. I'm sure they're working on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll see what the results look like.
But that is a good point. And also, if you're looking at doing dynamic content in a Server Core environment, we recommend PHP. So PHP is now fully supported on IIS 7. With the fast CGI module.
I love that. That's hilarious.
It's amazing.
How did we get here? That the PHP is a good idea in the Windows space. It's just interesting to see the evolution of all of these technologies that now we're at a place where the language isn't important. Right?
Well,
what do you want to do?
I really think it's really a key example of Microsoft's mindset and change in mindset, I should say, that, hey, really, it's about a platform. Customers look at it as a platform and not about a siloed technology approach, right?
Well, and it's a common, ubiquitous, you know, scripting and language that people are using right now. And maybe it's like a reverse Field of Dreams kind of thing. There's so many people out there doing this that, you know, it's time to build that field and to do it well.
Yep.
And to give people the platform to be able to leverage on Windows to do that right way.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, we look at some of these things and, hey, PHP is doing some good things. They got some great applications out there. And, you know, we don't want to knock that in any way. Say, hey, come on over. And we got a great platform for you to host on and continue to support that. Now, really the key there is that from an IT administrator standpoint or even a CTO or CIO standpoint, you only need one platform to manage all these applications, right?
Right, and so common management tools, common metrics.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the big thing for
Absolutely.
Me is I have a tough time when I have multiple platforms being able to measure who's performing well, who's not, what do I need more of, and so forth.
Yes, and you only need one set of expertise, really.
Yeah,
you know?
Say, fewer skills.
Yep, exactly.
It's all very useful.
Yeah, so it'll be great. So really from a management perspective, it really kind of it brings it all into one place. So that's really one of the keys behind that PHP adoption.
All right. Wow, I think that's a show, Isaac.
Well, great. Well, thanks a lot for having me again, guys.
I guess we're going to have to talk to you next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. See, maybe we'll have IIS 8 plans. I don't know.
We could do our annual Isaac show.
Yes, that'd be great.
It's good to see you again.
Well, same here.
Thanks
a lot for having me.
And we'll talk to you next week on Run As Radio.